Yes, hell is not eternal according to the Holy Quran in the sense that it is perpetual. The word eternity is used sometimes to denote a very, very long time. And yet it may mean that a time which is very long, but which ultimately will come to an end. The particular way the hell and heaven have been described in the Holy Quran are indicative of a difference in the length and duration of hell and heaven. That is very obvious if you apply your mind to the study of the Holy Quran and make a comparison. Whenever both are described together in duration of time, heaven is always described for a longer duration than the hell. For instance, I don't remember exactly the verses. Together, yes. You remember? Atan ghaira mazu, yes, yes. Yes, yes.
And then another, Wallahu minha bimukhadi.
Yes.
These two verses are only with regard to jannat, with regard to hell, there is no such verse.
No, but I mean, I tell you, what I had in mind, one was this verse, Atan ghaira mazuz, but there are descriptions of hell which denote eternity. Khalidina. Khulut. Yes. Khulut, I mean, apparently, Please let me finish this. What I am pointing out is, although I have forgotten the exact words of the verse, so I can't quote it. But what I mean to say, when there are places where hell and heaven are described side by side, and apparently some words denoting eternity are common in both places, yet in the case of hell, there is an additional word added to this which shows that the length is not the same. Illa ma, exactly. Illa ma fa'al lima yurid. Exactly. Iske muqable mein nahi, magar phir ghair o maqtu ka lafz wo padhe
na sir.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
What I mean to say is, I once compared all those occasions during one recitation where hell and heaven were both described in terms of duration. But I didn't find a single occasion where both were described exactly in the same terms to indicate the same period of time. There is always some difference made, and there was always an implication that the duration of hell was not the same as the duration of heaven. But apart from that, there are other reasons I'll explain. Just a moment. About the hell and heaven, we find that Ahadrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has positively declared that a time would come to hell where there will not be left anyone. And he describes it like an empty house which has doors shattering and being where the wind plays with the doors, they shut and open of themselves, and there's nobody to look after them, and it's like an empty envelope, there's nobody inside. So this description of Ahadrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so positive and clear that in view of this, it's impossible to interpret the verses of the Holy Quran otherwise. That is one fundamental reason why we believe that the hell would come to an end ultimately. And there are verses in the Holy Quran which in principle throw light on this subject, and it's impossible for us to interpret the verses concerning hell and heaven otherwise. For instance, it is positively declared that Allah's rahmah excels every other quality of even of Allah. That is one attribute of God which is so overwhelming that it does not only overwhelm all the creation, but it stands higher in position and respective strength to all other attributes of God. This is the one fundamental attribute of God. This is why Allah sometimes is referred to just as Rahman, and many times, as if this is His personal name. No other attribute has been used like this. Perhaps occasionally one or two places others might have been, but I don't remember. But I remember positively that Ar-Rahman as such is used as if it were a personal name of God. Rahmati wasiyat kulla shayn. This is a principle laid down, which is the fundamental principle. So if God is right there in declaring Himself to be so kind and so merciful as to make mercy rule supreme even over His own attributes, then how can you conceive of a punishment that is lasting? Right? They don't go together. These two claims are contradictory. So hell has to end up. But unfortunately, I don't remember those verses which I had in mind, but later on I can quote them. And if you go through the Holy Quran yourself, make a minute comparison between the descriptions, you'll find what I mean. Atan, apart from this Atan Ghaira Mazruz, the one quote, one verse which is just missing me. No. I'm talking of Ghairu Mamnoon. Khalidina Fiha is used, of course, for both. And Abada. But not exactly. There's something always added when heaven is described. I wanted an illustration of this, which is just missing, unfortunately. Anyway.